think so, not as much as they used to.
Mm-hmm. Say if something was very common and you didn't have to look for it in a special place, you'd say, oh, you can find that just about.
Anywhere.
And if someone slipped and fell this way, you fell over?
Backwards.
And this way?
Front. Mm-hmm. Front, the fronters.
Okay. And say if you've been fishing and I asked you, did you catch any fish? You might say, no. What, the one? No.
I didn't catch any.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear people say, near the one?
Yeah.
How would they say that?
I didn't catch near the one.
Mm-hmm. Would you say that yourself?
No.
And say if you got rid of all the brush and trees on your land, you say you did what?
The landscape, the ground.
Or just for, you know, you planted to cultivate it, you say you
cleared the land.
And say if wheat is tied up into a...
The what?
Wheat is tied up into a...
I don't know much about wheat.
What about fodder? You tie that up into a...
You tie it up into. Mm-hmm. I really don't know.
Did you ever hear of a sheaf or a bundle? Or?
Yeah.
What did you hear?
Well, I mean, it never was related to wheat or anything, you know. I mean, like you bundle sugar cane.
Mm-hmm.
And,
what do you do? How big is a bundle?
Probably around, though, dozen stalks.
Mm-hmm.
To the bone.
Then what do you do to it?
You sell it or do what you're going to do with it, you know.
You don't do anything with the bones? You don't pile them up? And
well, you could stack them up if you wanted to, yes.
Mm-hmm. What about something that you have to do to oak to separate the grain from the rest of it?
What you would have to do to it? You mess with the farm and gather stuff. I mean, it separates it almost on the spot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Probably have to mill it. Probably.
Mm-hmm. What about say there's something that we had to do today, just the two of us. You could say we'll have to do it, or you could say
to both of us. Have to
mm-hmm. Would you say me and you, or you and I, will have to do it, or
probably you and I, you know.
That's what you would use more naturally?
Probably.
What about if you're talking about some man in yourself?
Do I know?
If you were talking about some man in yourself having to do something, you say?
Well, he and I are going to live so-and-so.
Okay. And say if you knock at the door and somebody asks who's there, and you know that they recognize your voice, you'd answer yes.
It's me.
Okay. And if it was a man, you'd say it's
me.
Or if there's a man at the door, you'd say it's. Or say I asked you, was that Jim at the door? You say that was.
That was Jim.
Or if you don't call his name, you say that's.
That's him.
And if it's a woman, you say that's
her.
And if it's two people,
them.
And talking about how tall you are, you say he's not as tall as. Compared to yourself, you say he's not as tall as
I am.
Or I'm not as tall as
he is.
And he can do that better than
I can.
And if something belongs to me, you'd say it's
mine.
And I might say this isn't mine, this is
yours.
And if it belongs to both of us, it's
ours.
And to them?
Theirs.
And to her?